So I'll spend 60 seconds on this. The Mariners are tugging at my emotional heartstrings here. The Mariners are bringing back Ichiro, and they're bringing him back at 44 years old, and they're bringing him back at 1 year. The Mariners have a need in the outfield. They have a starting outfielder out 4 to 6 weeks. They have another starting outfielder who is kind of inching his way into spring training with a hand injury. And their best reserve outfielder is coming off offseason shoulder surgery. So there's a needed outfield. Do they need to sign a big name? Probably not, because all of those injuries are – those guys are going to be in the rotation in April. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So you need a short-term fix rather than throw big money at a long-term fix. So I love that Ichiro's back because he's one of my favorite Mariners. He's one of the most influential Mariners, and for years he was – arguably the only reason to watch the Mariners. But I picture a world where two things happen. 44-year-old Ichiro goes out there and just isn't very good, and my memories of him in Seattle are slightly tainted. But even more so, I fear a world where April 30th comes around, all those outfielders that are younger and better are healthy, and then what do you do? What happens then? Are you going to release a top five franchise icon to make room for a 26-year-old who's better? I don't want to see Ichiro go out like that. Conversely, do you keep him on the roster the whole season as a thank you and sacrifice the playing time or the roster spot of somebody who's better than him and more useful than him? I don't want that either. The Mariners window, whatever window they have to compete, it's closing fast. Their best players are aging. Do I really want a 44-year-old taking up somebody's at-bats, taking up somebody's roster spot just as a ceremonial thing, as a way to sell T-shirts and bobbleheads? I don't want that either. I don't know that this ends in any way that's suitable for anybody. Ichiro gets DFA'd in May. That's not good. That's not a good look for the organization. The organization keeps Ichiro on as a figurehead of the past, a past where they weren't any good. That's not good either. And then I guess the only alternative, or maybe it's positive, is the day everybody's ready to come back and Ichiro no longer has a spot on the roster, he retires in the sunset to Japan. But I hope that's not the case either, because he's still good enough to be on a roster. He just doesn't have a fit on the Seattle Mariners when everyone is healthy. So, look, yeah, right now I'm happy he's back. But I fear what's coming next and how ugly it could look for one or both sides.